Genesis chapter 4, we have looked at Cain and saw how wrong he was, but now we want to look at Abel, because Abel was right in this matter of worshipping God and finding salvation. It's important, therefore, that we look at Abel. Take warning from the mistakes of Cain, but learn from the right actions of Abel, and copy him. Copy him. Let's read then Genesis 4, just a few verses. Verse 3, "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering." Just thinking as I read those words, that little phrase in verse 3, "and in process of time." You might say to yourself this morning, "But I'm young. I have many years in front of me. I don't need to think about eternity. I don't need to think about getting saved yet. Sure, I have plenty of time." But boys and girls, time goes by. Years ago, it was common, as many years ago, it was common for households to have a means of telling the time with a specially made glass container that was squeezed in the middle, and they put sand in one end of it. And this little narrow gap between the top of the container and the bottom of the container allowed the sand to trickle through slowly. And they would put enough sand in the top to take an hour to trickle through, or 2 hours, or maybe more. And that's how they told the time. That's how they would time things. And it was a marvellous wee device in this sense, because it not only told you the time, but it also reminded you time's passing. As the little grains of sand trickled through and dropped into the bottom, and the amount of sand at the top gradually got lower, and the amount of sand at the bottom gradually got bigger. Just looking at that reminded you, time's passing. You see, we can live from day to day, from hour to hour, and never notice that time's passing. Time's passing. I tell you, boys and girls, in process of time, you'll have to make up your mind on this matter of salvation, or miss the opportunity. Miss the opportunity, and time will have gone, and it will be too late for you. So listen today, please. Now, we have considered Cain, and how wrong he was in the choice of the sacrifice that he brought to God. He brought of the fruit of the ground. He brought that which was under the judgment and curse of God. He thought it was good enough. After all, the fruit of the ground had come forth as a result of his labors, his ploughing, his attention, and looking after these fruits. And now that they were grown, he brought them as a sacrifice. "Here's my works." God rejected them, as God will always reject the works of our hands, boys and girls. We can't get to heaven by our efforts, because our efforts are not good enough. Our efforts are the fruit of that which is wicked and sinful, and therefore under the curse of God. Our hearts are wicked. What our hearts bring forth are contaminated, stained, corrupted, under the curse of God. Do you understand? But Abel was a different man. It says in verse 4, "And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof." He brought a lamb. He brought a lamb. Now, in the case of Cain, I have no doubt that he brought that which was contrary to what God had taught him. and his father and mother. And which in turn, of course, I believe his father and mother would have taught him. They would have taught Cain, here's how you worship God, because he has told us. We've got to have an altar. And we've got to have a sacrifice. And we've got to have a specific sacrifice that God has appointed. A lamb. Abel listened to his father and mother. Listened to what God had said. And therefore he brought the lamb. He didn't just hit on this. If you and I were to depend upon finding out the way of salvation of ourselves, we'd never do it. We could never do it. But God has told us the way of salvation. Just as he told the little family there, the beginning of humanity, how they could please him, how they could worship him, how they could express their faith in him, bring a lamb. So Abel, he brought a lamb. He brought that lamb because he had listened to the promise of God. He had listened to the word of God. He was acting upon the word of God. He brought the lamb because he knew he was sinful. He needed a redeemer. He knew that he was under God's judgment because of his own sin and his father's sin, which was the root of his sin. And being sinful, he needed a redeemer. He needed someone who would deliver him from his guilt. Therefore, he gladly heard and listened to his father and mother telling him about the promise of God to send one to redeem them. And he believed the promise. Boys and girls, listen to me. This is how you get saved. It's not by going to church. Not by going to a Christian school. You get saved by listening to what God says about your need of salvation and then embracing, taking into your heart the one that God has appointed to be your salvation. When the Lord Jesus came into this world, he lived for 30 years in quietness. And then when he was fully a mature man, he came forth and announced himself as the Messiah. And John the Baptist, the last of the Old Testament prophets, seeing the Lord Jesus one day, at the very beginning of the Savior's ministry, announced to all who were there, he's the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of God. He's the one spoken of by God in the Garden of Eden as the promised Redeemer. The one who down through the generations, men and women have put their faith in as God's Savior. He's the one. And he said, behold the Lamb of God. Boys and girls, I'm telling you today, be like Abel. Listen to God's word and embrace, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God. Now, Abel showed his faith in God's promise by offering a lamb. The blood of that little sheep would not buy salvation for Abel. That little sheep, by dying, could not remove Abel's sin. Couldn't do it. Abel brought the lamb, not that it might save him from his sin, but he brought the lamb to show that I'm depending in the one who is to come. This lamb is a symbol of the one who is to come, who is to die for me. And by bringing a lamb as a sacrifice, O God, I am showing that this is the hope of my soul. Here is how I hope to get to heaven, by the death of the one you have promised. So the lamb was only a symbol. The lamb showed the faith that Abel had. Cain, he brought the fruit of the ground. Where was his faith? In his own works. In the fruit of his own labors. But with Abel, he brought a lamb, showing that his hope was in the Lamb of God who was to come. And throughout the generations, Israelites offered a lamb. It was the chief offering. In all the rituals of the Old Testament religion, the lamb was the chief offering, a symbol of the promised Messiah. Abel came to the altar as one believing in God's promise. That's what you have to do. You have to believe in God's promise. A Christian, if they're asked, why do you think you're going to heaven? Because I'm depending on what God has promised. God has promised that whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. I'm depending on that promise. That's how I'll get to heaven. I'm depending on that promise. I'm depending on that promise. That's what it is to be a Christian. One who's depending on the promise of God. One other thing, just before we close. It says in Hebrews, you oftentimes go hither and thither in the Bible to find more information about a subject that you're studying. And in Hebrews chapter 11, and the verse 4, we read, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. You see, faith was at work here. Faith made the distinction. Faith made the difference. Cain, he had faith in himself. Abel had faith in God and his promise. And that made the difference. By which, it says, that is by the offering, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Notice that. When Cain came to the altar with his offering, God accepted it, and also that offering became a witness, telling him that he was accepted by God. Now we believe that that means something happened. Something happened. And the something that happened, I believe, was when the lamb was laid on the altar, the fire of God fell upon the lamb and consumed the sacrifice. And Abel knew by that sign that he was accepted by God. No fire had fallen on Cain's offering because it wasn't accepted. And you know, in many places in the Bible, you have this symbol of acceptance. Remember with Elijah, for instance, that was a very famous one. When Elijah offered the sacrifice up there on the top of Mount Carmel, the fire of God fell. And Elijah knew, and the people knew, and old wicked Ahab knew that God was pleased with Elijah's sacrifice. And boys and girls, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has a witness. There's a witness within them. You can say to a Christian, especially a young Christian, you can say to them, are you saved? And they will say, yes. How do you know? And they might be sort of stuck for words, because it's hard to explain. I have in my heart a witness. I have, as it were, a voice within me that tells me I'm saved, that speaks peace and comfort to my soul, that whenever I think of judgment, of eternity, of dying, there is this calm witness that it's well with my soul. And of course, they would go on to say, but I have the witness of God's word. I can show you that witness. I can show you that promise there that I'm depending on, that God says whoever believes in the Lord Jesus shall be saved. But as well as that, I have this inner witness, my personal witness, a sweet and precious witness. So as Abel stood at that altar, God gave him a sign. And I believe fire fell upon the lamb. That's how he obtained witness that he was saved. Listen, boys and girls, you need to be saved today. And if you trust the Lord Jesus, there will be within you a witness. Of course, if you're not saved, you won't have that witness. and you'll know that you don't have that witness. What about you today? Is there a sweet voice within your heart that says, you're my child, your sins are forgiven, you're going to heaven? Do you have that witness? May you share in the assurance that Abel had, that God had accepted his sacrifice. Let's bow in prayer. We ask thee, Lord, to bless thy word. Give understanding, Lord. Oh, that it might come with power to the hearts of all here, and that, Lord, any who are not saved might know their heart being challenged about this matter. Bless the school today. You know what circumstances undertake for it. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.